Good morning. The front that brought a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms to the region during the afternoon and early evening hours yesterday continues to slide to the south. Clouds and scattered showers are common, especially across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and a good chunk of southern New England. As the front continues its trek toward the coast, clouds will tend to break up from north to south, and we will enjoy mostly sunny skies in northern New York and New England for a good chunk of the day, and a mix of sun and clouds on either side of the I-90 corridor. Where we see more sunshine, temperatures will reach into the upper 70s and lower 80s and get stuck in the mid-70s with a north breeze where we see more in the way of cloud cover. As that front stalls and then heads back in our direction, we'll see partly cloudy skies overnight tonight, and lows will drop back into the 50s. The front will draw closer from the south on Thursday. At the same time, a round of energy heads our way from the Midwest. This will touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Thursday afternoon, otherwise mostly dry, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the upper 70s. The same situation will set up on Friday with some energy heading our way from the Midwest. We've run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80. Right now, it looks like the flow around a large storm in southern Canada will produce bouts of energy over the upcoming weekend, which will lead to scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. Most of the weekend will be dry, and both days will feature a mix of sun and clouds outside of those scattered showers, and highs will reach into the lower to mid-80s. We'll continue that trend into Monday of next week, and mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with highs early next week in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a general west to east upper level flow is expected to prevail across the U.S. for the next few days. This will keep temperatures generally below normal across the northern tier states, while above normal temperatures will continue across much of the south, southeast, and the west. A couple of fronts separating the cool air in the north and the warm air to the south will remain the foci for showers and thunderstorms from the central plains eastward to the east coast. The central high plains appears to have the best chance of seeing strong to severe thunderstorms for the next couple of days, together with the chance of flash flooding. The fronts are expected to move very slowly during the next couple of days as they merge over the eastern United States. This pattern will promote unsettled weather along the eastern seaboard. A weak upper-level disturbance slowly moving southeastward across the Ohio Valley will also keep a low-pressure wave in the vicinity of the mid-Atlantic. A good chance of showers and storms will persist from the mid-Atlantic to the southeast, while gradual improvement in the weather is expected in the Ohio and Tennessee valleys by Thursday. At Mount Washington, areas of fog, otherwise mostly clear and 44 degrees with a west wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and areas of fog, 62 degrees, the dew point 62, 100% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm possible in the lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low, 67, the average temperature, 74, that's 3 degrees above normal. 0.02 inch of rain yesterday, for the month, 1.68 inches, which is 0.09 inch above normal, and 26.54 inches for the year, which is 2.26 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 97, set in 1988 and in 1947, and the record low, 44, in 1941. Sunrise this morning was at 6 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:59 p.m., 13 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with lower humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a shower possible today and highs around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a shower possible today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm possible in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or storm Friday, mostly dry, near 80. A mix of sun and clouds both weekend days, again the risk of a few scattered showers and storms, lower to mid-80s. Still the risk of a shower or storm possible on Monday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s, and mostly sunny back into the lower 80s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.